So it's about 3.5 to go on third down. I formation behind Baumgart. 20-14, Flyers down. Pitch back to Wemhoff. Hit and dropped for a loss. Back to about the 30-yard line. Lost a yard on the play. And it'll be fourth down and need about 5 to go. Ball just outside the 30, and they need to get down to the 25 or just shy of that for a first down. So exactly 5 yards to go. In with the play comes Nolan Cush, replacing Carson Widener. Gets a water bottle on the sideline. Flyers break the huddle. They trail 20-14 down to 6:21 to go. Baumgart will take the snap. He's going to roll to his right towards the near side, looking to run, tucks it in. He's got the first down. Bang down at about the 23-yard line. But a gain of 7 on 4th and 5, and Baumgart able to keep the drive alive. So now for Humphrey St. Francis, they are 2 of 4 in fourth down conversions. CWC is 1 for 2. So the drive still going at the CWC 23, 6 minutes to go in the game. 20-14, Renegades leading Humphrey St. Francis. Baumgart pitching back to Wemhoff. Started left, cuts back up the middle, and is going to get to the 20 and met by a wall there. After a gain of about 3. 2nd and 7 upcoming for Humphrey St. Francis. Haberchak again. Haberchak, that is, accredited for the stop. Second down and 7. Ball at the 20-yard line of Chambers Wheeler Central. Flyers trying to score and then tack on a conversion to take the lead. Going to be a fake give to the fullback. Instead, it's a keeper by Baumgart, and he's inside the 20 down to about the 16 on the carry. 4-yard pickup by Damian. It's going to be 3rd down and about 3 to go, maybe 3.5. Need to get it down to the 13, and they're at the 16-yard line, so 3rd down and 3. And they'll try and be successful again on 3rd down, something that CWC had going their way in the third quarter. Flyers have been doing well on big plays in crunch time here in the fourth quarter. Baumgart turns, flips back to Wemhoff, cutting up the middle. He's got the first down, diving down to the 10-yard line. Depending on where they marked that, it's either first and goal or first and 10. First and goal is the ball right at the 10-yard line stripe. So it's first down and goal from the farthest spot away from the goal line you could possibly have, right at the 10-yard line. 4 minutes, 25 seconds, clock is rolling. 20-14, Flyers down. Humphrey St. Francis to the line of scrimmage. Looking to become D2 state champs for the first time since 09. And Wemhoff up the middle again, down to about the 7-yard line. Gain of 3 for Kyle. Daniel Leibolt there to take the legs out from underneath Kyle Wemhoff. 2nd down and goal from the 7. Wemhoff has been a workhorse again today, as usual. 33 carries, 111 yards, and a touchdown run for him. Baumgart under center. Sets. The pitch to Wemhoff. Runs the left side, being chased. Avoids a tackler inside the 5 and down to about the 2-yard line. Escaped one tackler, and then even when he got good contact, he still lunged ahead for maybe another 0.5 yard or so. Going to mark it down at about the 1.5-yard line. 3rd down and goal for the Flyers. 3 minutes, 16 seconds to go in the game. And they got 2 plays to try and get it in. Clock down to about 3 minutes as Baumgart up to the line of scrimmage now. Sets his team and a jump, and we had movement first by the Renegades, but then a big jump by an offensive lineman of St. Francis, so it depends on how they call it. The nose guard for CWC moved, then it dropped. Big movement and illegal procedure, unfortunately, as I believe that was Cole Wemhoff who made the big reaction. And that will back it up to the 6. So illegal procedure backs him up 5 yards. It's now 3rd and goal from the 6-yard line. 2:52 to go. St. Francis down by 6. The ball at the 6 of CWC. Baumgart in the eye, takes the snap, fakes a give to Wemhoff, rolling right side. He's running. He's going to get to the one, and he's out of bounds. Got it back to that 1 yard line, a gain of five, but could not quite reach the pylon. He got knocked out of bounds by Cody Ramsey. And it'll be fourth down and goal from the 1 yard line, going right down to the wire here in Lincoln. 20-14 the score. Flyers were down 20-6 at the half, or 14-6 at the half, then down 20-6 third quarter. And now 20-14 and trying to score to tie it up. Fourth down and goal from the one. Trying to punch it into the south end zone. Baumgart will take it himself over the right side. He's in. Did they throw a flag? Penalty flag I thought got thrown, but it is a flag down at the line of scrimmage. Baumgart over right guard got in, but penalty flag was dropped. Boy, the Flyers have not been penalized at all today. They just had an illegal procedure they had to overcome, tried to. And now they're going to call it against Humphrey St. Francis, an illegal shift. Oh, my. Well, on their last drive where they scored in that 18-yard touchdown toss from Baumgart to Kyle Wemhoff on a 4th and 16 from the 18. Originally, Baumgart had run it in from 10 yards out, called back by holding. And this time, Baumgart's TD called back by illegal shift. Well, see if they can overcome it again. The ball back to the 6, 4th and goal from the 6-yard line. 2:21 to go. 3 timeouts left for St. Francis. CWC has 2 remaining. Officials are still huddling here, as it looks like Renegades are electing to call one right here. So an illegal shift called, and I'm not sure who they had called that on. I did not see really any sort of shift as they were lined up, of course, for a quarterback dive. They're now requesting more time to be put on. I think it was down to 2:21. They had 5 seconds to 2:26. Fourth down from the 6-yard line. This could be for all the marbles. Baumgart under center, calling out his signals, takes the snap, fakes the give to Wemhoff, rolls right side, throws over the middle, touchdown! Widener tied, 20 all. Damian Baumgart finding Widener as he faked to give to Wemhoff, rolled to his right, threw in the end zone about halfway deep. And Widener, wide open, makes the catch, went down to his knees, and then popped up in joy. 20-20, and St. Francis can take the lead with a 2-point conversion if it's successful. So again, they shake off what appeared to be perhaps a devastating penalty that had taken away an apparent touchdown, and they got one anyway. Timeout Kessler. Eric runs onto the field. Flag dropped. As he ran out there a good 10 yards onto the field to call that timeout, and a penalty flag went down in the back of the end zone. We may see him call, but we'll see. We're going to take a timeout right here. Be back in 30 seconds on KKOT Columbus. St. Francis still huddling with their head coach Eric Kessler out on the field of play. He ran out on the field almost to the near hash mark where he's huddled up with the team now back at the 25-yard line as they get set for a 2-point conversion attempt to untie the score. It's 20-20. What a ball game. Damian Baumgart throwing on a fourth down, a 6-yard touchdown pass to Carson Widener. And now they line up the ball at the 3-yard line going for 2. Baumgart will take the snap. Bumps into Wemhoff, rolls off him, throws, and the man makes the catch for the score. It's 22-20. Evan Claussen, the fullback, caught it 3 yards deep in the end zone. Flyers have the lead for the first time since they led it 6-0. It's 22-20 with 2:22 to go. And back in a moment on 93.5 The Hawk.